Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Omega Leadership Series show. We are live in studio this week with best-selling author Lori Beth Jones leading our discussions around what it means to learn from the best from her book, Jesus Life Coach. We've been talking about balance for the last few weeks, and we are entering a subject here for pretty keen to balance, which is perspective. And I am delighted to be sharing this with Lori Beth and with her audience today. So we appreciate you dialing in to listen, and we look forward to talking about what it means to have perspective and be given perspective today. So welcome, Lori Beth, to the show. We're glad you're here.
Thank you, Shelley.
And we are excited to jump in here, Lori, this morning about this this interesting chapter in Balance that you have titled, You Will Be Given New Perspectives. And so jump in with us here and give us your dose of what that means to us today.
Well, as I've been contemplating the show and this chapter, I think it's very timely for many of us and all of us, myself included, because it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day concerns and worries. And I think of a cartoon I saw. It was a very simple line drawing of a set of steps, like about five steps, and then there was this sort of dog creature that was on the second step, and its eyes were facing the second step, and all it could see was a wall. And it was called Face to Face with the Second Step. And
wow.
I thought that was kind of funny because, you know, when you're on a climb, sometimes the step turns into a wall and you think you're never going to get there. And as I was thinking about perspective in general, imagine if we didn't have heaven as a perspective. And if we truly thought this life was all there is, I can immediately sense the light going out. I can immediately sense a desperation to get as much as you can, to live as much as you can, to get to the first of the line, to make sure you're taken care of. You know, there would be a desperate sense of this being all there is. But
right.
Jesus and heaven, the whole perspective of heaven is that of this is not all there is. And if we look at it that way, then we can relax a little bit thinking, you know what, there's more to this world than what meets the eye. And Jesus taught that time and time again in so many stories. So it's really good for me to contemplate this chapter today.
Wow, and You bring out some great pieces in this chapter of how Jesus looked at things differently than what we do. When Jesus was asked to come and heal the little girl, and he said to them, "She is not dead, she is sleeping." He offered this family a change of perspective that led to a different outcome. What do you think that outcome was for that family? They said, when he said to them, "She's not dead, she's just asleep." Wow. Talk about
right.
Perspective.
And there was so much wailing, as you can imagine, and he actually had them leave the room, as I recall, unless I'm confusing him with Elijah, who also raised a child from the dead. So the thing there is sometimes in order to keep a clear perspective, you can't be around people who are whining and wailing.
Mm-hmm.
And even God's son and also the prophet, they cleared the room in order to hold that perspective. And I think sometimes that's why we need to get away and go into our prayer closet or go into the walk by the lake in the Sea of Galilee metaphorically and just think about, wow, this isn't all there is. And I am going to see my loved ones again. My sister sent me an email that she'd had a dream that she was having a party. My sister's kind of the party queen of the Lower Valley. Everybody wants to be at her house because it's so beautiful and she decorates it so well. And so she has showers and she's constantly having parties. Anyway, in this dream, she was having a party and she had forgotten to invite my mother and Dee Shapley, who were best friends, and they have both passed on. And so she was just frantic that she had forgotten to send an invitation. And she walked into the parlor, and there were my mom and Dee Shapley. Mom was wearing a beautiful kind of iridescent green dress, and Dee was wearing this cerulean blue, I mean, literally heavenly outfits. And they were sitting in the parlor just laughing and drinking tea and having the best time, and waved to Kathy when she stumbled into the room. And he said, that they were there. They were really
wow.
there. And so it was a gift to her, you know, be not concerned about forgetting someone on the party list. They're with you in spirit. It's perspective. And when we have God's perspective, we have hope. And when we have faith, faith is really an attitude of perspective.
Mm. Wow, that leads me to this next thought that you wrote. When Jesus said, tear this temple down and in 3 days I will raise it up again, he offered a change of perspective on the temporality of life and the power the people felt they had to permanently destroy it. Talk to us about that kind of perspective. I mean, wow, did he just like shake up every kind of perspective there was? I mean,
yes, that the things of this world are not as solid as you think, and nor are mm-hmm. they as fragile as you think.
Yeah.
The other day I was watching the Oprah channel. I found it way down at 1166 or whatever on the cable, and she has a new show with Ilyana Van Zant, I guess, and she was doing some work with a basketball star's wife who had been beaten up, and she just said to her, she said, you really need to thank this situation. You need to be grateful for this situation because it is bringing to truth, you know, the light of your relationship. It is bringing to truth who you really are, and you don't have to carry on a lie that you have this happy relationship. And this is, even though it seems, and she lost her reality show, I guess, over it. She said, this has been a tremendous gift to you, and now you can be who you are. And even Chad, I think it was Chad Okocino or whatever, he said he was a gift to you in a way because he brought up the pattern, the pathological pattern that you've had in your family of thinking that you're worth less than what you deserve.
Mm.
So it's like, whoa, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Totally different perspective. Not excusing what he did, and certainly I think he went to jail for it, but it was to be able to step into it and see, wow, this is a gift. Many times people who get cancer say it was a gift. It was a wake-up
mm-hmm.
call.
Yes, I've heard that. As you were talking, I thought about something else that you have in the book, and I believe you position it like perception equals reality, something that you learned in your marketing classes. But you go on to say that psychologists have documented the fact that it is not the actual events that harm us so
right.
much as perception of those events. And I think that that's what you're talking about too a little bit is when we see something occur, an accident, a catastrophe, or whatever, you know, it may or may not have happened to us, but we have this perception about what it could have felt like or what it was, or, you know, it's so interesting when we talk about this concept of perception. And then we also, and perspective, and yet we teach that when you're at the table to get the different perspectives. So what's the balance in this, Lori? I mean, this principle here is in the balance section of Jesus Life Coach. So what's the balance there? When you're given new perspectives, she's not dead, she is sleeping, tear this temple down, in 3 days I will raise it up, or we're going to send a man to the moon. Talk to us about that for a second.
Well, first of all, I think that in human relationships, it would help us all to remember that everybody has a different perspective on mm-hmm. the same situation. And I'm thinking about I have a book idea, and one of them is, you know, congratulations, you are the only person on the planet that has everybody on your team being a gifted mind reader. You will have no problems going forward. Bless you. You know, bless you. Because we really think that everybody's a mind reader. And I'm thinking of the story of little Dominique. And we happened to be at the pool watching him, and I guess he was, what, 5 or something. And you instructed him, do not go to the edge of the pool. Wait here. I'm going to go get your towel. Stand right here. And because it was in the shallow area. And you turned around, and he jumped. He just dove head first into the shallow and then floated up in kind of this limp form. Oh, remember, we jumped in,
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't get there fast enough, and lifted his head up in the water, and he just lifted up with a big grin, and he said, how did you like that? I was playing being a human bubble. And I mean, you say it. I told you to stand there. You could have broken your neck. What are you thinking? And he just looked up at you and he said, Shelley, if you were an eagle looking down right now at us, what would you see? I mean, he totally deflected the situation. You know, children are great about perspective and giving perspective in that regard. So I think when we, in our human relationships, we need to think about their perspective. And then certainly when we encounter problems, we need to think, not what would Jesus do, but how would Jesus see the situation? And then if mm-hmm. I can see it like him, then it won't be so bad.
Yeah, you know, I loved how you started this show with, you know, the concepts, you know, that we grapple with theologically sometimes. You know, is there a heaven? Is there a hell? You know, should people be sprinkled or immersed or, you know, all of the things that that I think keep Christians at bay from each other. And a lot of times what keeps other religions at war with each other, you know, Christians against Muslims and Christians against Hindus, you know, all of these different ways that we perceive our divineness and our divine order and our creation. And so I wonder sometimes if we had different perspectives, if we took on someone else's view for a second, instead of combating it all the time with our own. Wow, what would we do? What would we do differently? And how would that look? I attended a session with Brian McLaren on Saturday night. He was on a book tour, talking about the multi-faceted faith journey that we are all on in America, trying to figure out how to be different, and yet move in a direction where we perceive that, you know, our greatest good is looks very different to each other. So I appreciate that question right out of the gate, Lori, on what perspectives are we holding, and as you indicated, if we were a bird right now, what would that perspective be?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
as we look down on it. So last thoughts, Lori, as we wrap this up today. Thank you so much.
Just, I would invite our listeners today to ask themselves when they see a situation, how would Jesus see this? And then it's much easier to do what Jesus would do.
Mm. Wow. Powerfully said. Thank you so much for your time today. And
we look forward to
connecting with you next week. I think if you're back in town, we'll talk to you some more.
All right. Blessings to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.